the visitation of God have started in our lives while we enthroned him and called him all of those lofty names. The same dimensions of him that we were praising, that dimension saturated our body. As you called God Almighty, every high thing that exalted itself around your life all this while, there is something that is now mightier than the mighty. That Almighty you called him is a dimension of him that you have experienced. I want to draw your attention to the modus operandi of God. It is captured, you know, with that little narrative of the pool of Bethesda. The Bible made it clear that in a time when the word of God became scarce, a period of almost 400 years of prophetic silence, no prophet was declaring, "Thus says the Lord," and that the word of God was scarce in the land. That in such a time, God preserved the memory of himself as a great healer by a pool. So that although there are no men communicating the counsel and the mercy of God to the people who are bedridden by the affront of darkness, that there is an inanimate thing, not living, that can still show that God is a healer. So although men are not available, there was a pool that still maintained the anointing of healing. And the pool operated with that healing through a mechanism. And it is that mechanism I want us to contemplate on briefly. The Bible said, it's not every time you enter that you are healed. People consider the pool carefully. They wait for a season where an angel of the Lord will trouble the water. And so all kinds of people with all kinds of ailments, all kinds of diseases, they lay them by the side of the pool. So that when the water is troubled, you will not need to do much before you enter. And so the closer you are to the water, the best your chance to access it. Mind you, the way it worked was that the first person to enter is the one that will receive his healing. So if 500 people enter after the first person, that number is inconsequential. It is the person who was able to discern quickly. So they left a condition to touch it, that it is not available for anybody who stroll by at his own time. Maybe you hear that the thing have started, then you say, the food is almost done, let me just round up quickly. Hey, they say you cannot achieve it in your own time. You are the one to partner with the timing of the immortals. Hey. The whole thing happening there is a typology of what happens every time we come into the hallowed gathering of God and the word of God is dead. Remember, the Bible says the washing of the water by the word. Remember? Amen. The word of God is the water that is now being stirred. All kinds of affront of darkness, the buffeting of Satan on our destiny is the infirmities that men have when they come near the word. The fact that you have come near the word has not given you access until it is stirred. Oh, just because the Bible is open does not mean the word of God has been open. It will take an angel to stir the waters. And as God will have it, the word angels mean messenger. That's all it means. When the messenger over any house comes under the influence of the Holy Ghost and begins to declare what is the accurate counsel of God for that time, as he is speaking, he is troubling the water. He is troubling the water. This is why men who have spiritual understanding, they are not in the crowd. Their understanding have removed them from the rat race. That understanding have separated them from the struggle. So you can enter an akazo, and even before I come up, you have gotten your word for that day. You have been healed. You have been delivered. You have been blessed. Favor have robbed you. You know why? You know that I'm looking for the water to be stirred. You are not waiting for a man. Do you know how many angels have come to trouble water here today? An angel means a messenger. Hey, when they started first worship, that person, there is something about God that is buried on their inside. When they began to worship, their spirit began to trouble that dimension of visitation. Anybody who was wise, this is why church remains, you know, very, very casual until they say, the man of God is coming. Everybody now stand up. Hey, most times it grieves my heart when I see that the expectation as regarding visitation is only tied to one segment, one. And there were many ladders of encounters. Many, many, many angels have come to trouble water before that one person. But It might interest you to know that many of the times it's not even the minister of the word that will bless you. Can you align your spirit now? Can you align your spirit like Jacob? I will not let you go until you bless me. I know you are here, and I will not go. And go and search for something now. Go and look for there is a river flowing on your inside. Until it is troubled, until it is dead, you will not know what the rhema word of God for the season is. Somebody will receive a measure of faith, because the word of God will empower you. It will give you unnecessary, unusual clarity, and you will know that this is my own. This is my own. Enter the pool. When you sense the water is troubled, how do you enter? I have laid out the criteria and the procedure that was clearly spelled out in the old covenant, because they want to show you the protocol of visitation, that a man has his own role to play. Your role is to enter as soon as you discern the movement. If it is touching the deposit of the word, it is not about competition in this one. In the old covenant, because men will literally see the water troubled, it only means that there is a portion of time you will encounter. See, it means encounters have lifespan. Encounters have time frame. That Jesus is calling you today, he will not be calling you forever. There is a season Satan will buffet you until you miss it. When you miss that window, even Satan is not interested in you again, because Satan is only interested in what God is interested in. When God's focus shifts from you, Satan too is no longer interested. So our visitation is on seasonal basis, on time basis. That is what it means by the person who can enter first. It means there is a sense of urgency as touching when God moves. If God moves and you don't move, you will lose. In the Exodus, the pillar of fire must move before Israel will take any step. If you take a step before the pillar, you are exposed. And if the pillar move and you don't move, you are exposed. So your safety is in replicating any step the pillar does or the cloud does. The visitation is tied first to the movement of the heavens, second to the response of the earth. If heaven move and earth does not respond, you will miss God's visitation.
and God has been moving many times, there's no response from man. Many times God has moved, no response. Tonight I'm trying to draw your attention that you can find God anywhere. Sometimes it's just one song, the Holy Ghost speaking in your heart. A song begins to bless you unusually in a season. Song that you have in your phone all these years and you have not been staying with it. One day as you played, it was like a ladder between heaven and earth. That was a season of visitation. What you are supposed to do was to go back, retreat into the conclave of your spirit to go and find what scripture is the emphasis in my soul for now. That scripture is what was being troubled. That is what God wants to use, because God cannot move without his word. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. I will tell you why the word was God. The Bible says there are three that bear witness in the heaven. One, the Father. Two, the Spirit. And the word. The word. This is why in the beginning was that person. He no longer operates in that capacity now, because the word has entered time and became flesh. And that flesh, he took that flesh back to heaven. So he no longer operates as the word. It was worse. That was why his former pre-incarnated identity was the word. But now that word had become flesh, so that he can teach other men how to turn word into flesh. So that if anything is speaking in your inside, you can press it until it becomes your own. So that when we gather in heaven later, they will see many things that you press. Including the infirmity that came with the DNA of your ancestors. You can use something to press it out. When you return, they will say, Kai, this thing, you corrected it through the word. It's the word that did this for you. In verse 2, it says, in the beginning was the word, verse 1, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2, it says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Please say all things. The word made all things. And so if there is need to make any other thing, you must go and make reference to what makes all things. Make any mistake to make anything outside the word, you will know why Satan have access to certain things. Because anything that the foundation is not built from the word, Satan can shake it. And without him was not anything made that was made. Can I share something with you? Even Satan was made from the word. This is why of all the things Satan will challenge in your life, he will not challenge that word. If you hold on to it. We don't know how God visits us. He will trouble the world inside you. Some of you, is something you heard and there was no faith to believe it. Maybe 4 years ago, the day they were preaching it, you were convinced that they were talking to other people, not you. And the Holy Ghost archived it, kept it in one corner somewhere. And in the day that matters, he will replay that content. Suddenly, something will start telling you that. But do you know that God actually can make you a blessing to other people? You will not be the one borrowing. You will be the one giving. Your mind will start contemplating on something like that. It is the word that wants to recreate a man. Although he is beggarly, although he is full of all kinds of, lack and scarcity. But if your situation wants to change, God begins to provoke a thought based on the word. The word in you begins to react. How many times does the Spirit stir the waters in your soul? One scripture will begin to make unnecessary sense. You ignore it.